Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, farewell, market rally. We hardly knew ye. 2 days of positive activity globally came to a crashing halt yesterday when Standard & Poor's threatened to downgrade the credit rating of 15 European Union countries. That includes AAA-rated nations like Germany and France. The only two Eurozone countries that are not on credit watch at this point are Cyprus, because that's already under review, and Greece, because Greece already has the worst credit rating in the world. S&P's move piles on pressure before Friday's summit of EU leaders who are possibly looking at taking some radical steps to resolve the debt crisis. We're joined now by Klaus-Dieter Heinze, a German businessman in Dresden, who's been running various businesses in Germany for more than 40 years. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning, New York.
I wonder what your reaction is to the idea that Germany may lose its AAA credit rating, not because of anything that Germany has decided or done for its own businesses, but because it's an inability to reach an agreement with the other members of the European Union.
Yeah, you know, this the whole thing goes on now for 2 years, and I think what Standard & Poor's did was just, you know, a reaction to the endless discussions we had in Europe. I think one has to come up to a decision. As a businessman, you cannot wait for 2 years. I mean, that is a different story, whether you are a businessman or you're on the government side. But yesterday's discussion between Merkel and Mr. Sarkozy have made quite clear statements, you know, but similar statements have been made also in the past. So I expect if this goes on, and I mean, we are for the time being on the credit watch. It's not yet been, let's say, decided that we will be, that we have, the AAA countries will have a downgrading. But I think in total, it makes the share market very nervous. We had a fall down here in Germany. We had one in Japan. I think we will have one on the stock exchange in New York.
Possibly.
I think this brings the whole economy in, let's say, in an instability which we don't need. I mean, we have to make business, we have to sell products, we have to go around Europe. We don't need to go back to the currencies we had in Europe, 15 or 18 different currencies. I think this would be the end of a European zone. So therefore, I'm getting a little bit nervous.
Yeah, you sound a little nervous there, sir. That's Klaus-Dieter Heinze, a German businessman in Dresden. Also with us, Louise Story, Wall Street and a finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. I mean, you just heard, a businessman for 40 years. He seems a little rattled, Louise. I mean, this is a warning from S&P that they might downgrade the credit rating of 15 European nations. What are they expecting? Have they told us what they want in order to not downgrade these credit ratings?
Well, they did say they are very closely watching this meeting that's happening in Brussels this week, Thursday and Friday. Now, yesterday, we had the leaders of France and Germany come out publicly and say they had a solution. They're going to solve the Europe crisis. Specifically, their solution is they want to change the treaty of the European Union so that if countries do not follow the budget rules and they have too big of a deficit, they will automatically be sanctioned, automatically have punishments. This does not exist today. And they want to impose this. They're saying maybe for all 27 nations in the European Union. They're going to propose it for all that's even beyond the ones. Those are ones who don't have the euro, like Britain. But they said if those countries won't accept it, then at a minimum, they want to have these sanctions for the 17 countries in the eurozone. But I got to tell you, they've been telling us for 2 years, okay, tomorrow we're going to solve the crisis. I mean, we have heard this over and over again, most recently in July and August with a deal that came out in Greece. But then every time they come out with a deal, it needs sign-off by often the parliaments or the governments within these countries. So, you know, if they come out Thursday and Friday and even say that, well, the 17 countries seem to have agreed, a lot of those countries' leaders will have to go back to their parliaments. And they've already said yesterday that even if they get agreement Thursday or Friday, fleshing out the details might take till March. And so S&P is watching this conference. They're saying they need to see dramatic action that reassures the markets, or they may go ahead with a downgrade. But as someone who's followed this closely for 2 years, I'm a little skeptical if France and Germany can do this.
Well, they've given them 90 days, at the most 90 days in order to address it. You know, the S&P is still taking criticism for downgrading the U.S. credit rating. And I wonder at this point, what exactly, if we can get a look into S&P's motivations here, in terms of, do they feel like they really have an influence over what happens politically and diplomatically between 17 member nations and the European Union?
Well, of course, you know, S&P was fiercely criticized here in the United States when they downgraded the U.S. Warren Buffett, you know, the legendary investor, came out and criticized them for doing that. But that said, you know, when rating agencies rate companies, if there was a board of directors or management of a business that was completely dysfunctional and couldn't agree on anything and couldn't get anything done, that would affect the rating because, you know, it has economic and financial consequences to poor corporate governance. And so S&P is trying to do their job. You know, we've had a lot of criticism of the rating agencies in the last few years for not doing their jobs, for not downgrading countries or mortgage-backed securities that they think are in trouble. Also, just to note, in their report, they did say they're very concerned about the government's governance in Europe and the lack of progress, but they also pointed to other factors. For instance, rising household and government debt in Europe. They said that's a concern. Specifically in France, one concern is that their economic growth is very low. They're only predicting a 1% economic growth, and if it doesn't grow that big, they will have trouble covering their deficit in France. So there are other concerns in the government governance, and that really are their economic growth concerns. And of course, though, that's tied to this because growth has slowed because of the gridlock there.
That's the lead story of the New York Times. Klaus-Dieter Heinz, are you still with us?
I'm still with you.
I wonder what you think. Do you agree with Louise? Are you skeptical that they can reach an agreement in 90 days?
I definitely agree with the two ladies which have just spoken to the audience, and I think they are right. I had just heard the TV news here in Germany, and it has been decided that Thursday or Friday, France and Germany will make tough decisions here in Europe. And I rely really on the two that this will happen because it cannot stand longer as it is now for 2 years. I think this should be now finished, the discussion. We have to take actions.
We'll see what happens Thursday or Friday. Louise, if they do downgrade 15 European countries, chaos? Disaster?
Well, you know, pay attention to all the big banks in Europe because everyone was afraid when they held Italian and Greek debt. But, you know, they hold a lot of French and German debt. So there's a spiral here to watch.
Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. And we spoke with Klaus-Dieter Heinze, German businessman in Dresden. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.